AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says 1,000 U.S. troops will be sent to Poland.
Poland said that we would like to build a facility, a great facility, and would like to have you come to that facility. So we're going to be there with a limited force, but we'll be there.
The president of Poland is at the White House today. President Trump was asked about other subjects, such as North Korea.
We started off a very rough relationship, and I think we have a very good relationship right now. So we'll see what happens. I'm in no rush, but there's been no nuclear testing whatsoever.
The president was asked about a letter he received from Kim Jong-un. He says it was a nice letter, and someday you will see what was in that letter. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says the country needs to find a higher path of compassion, justice, and love. He says President Trump
is doing what demagogues always do, and that is to divide people up and legislate hatred.
General Motors says it will spend $150 million so it can make more heavy-duty pickup trucks in its Flint, Michigan assembly plant. Karen Weaver is the mayor of Flint.
Those are meaningful jobs where people can take care of their families. And as we've gone around the city to say, what does recovery look like? They said jobs, and you are helping make that happen.
In Orlando, Florida,
I pray for love.
A somber memorial on the third anniversary of the shooting at the Pulse nightclub. 49 people were killed. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered state flags to be lowered at half staff and asked Floridians to pause to remember the victims. But he made no mention of the gay or Hispanic communities in the proclamation. In Boston today, John Vandemore, a former head sailing coach at Stanford University, avoided prison time for agreeing to help students get into the elite university as recruited athletes in exchange for money for a sailing program. He was sentenced in the admissions bribery case. This is AP Radio News. Tonight in Boston, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Whoever wins, the Bruins or the St. Louis Blues, they take home the cup. For St. Louis's Alex Pietrangelo, this has been a long season, but he is ready for tonight.
I think adrenaline and all the excitement and all that kind of keeps you going at this point. And everyone's played a lot of hockey at this point, whether you've played 22 or 26 games. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing right now. I've been playing for so long.
Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy says he knows what it will take to win tonight.
Both teams, I find, are well-structured, so you know, get the puck. How do you do that? Win face-offs or create turnovers and then manage it. And I think that's the key for both teams.
The Blues have never won a Stanley Cup. The Bruins have won 7. Buzz began circulating during the day that New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady would be the pregame flag bearer to fire up the crowd at TD Garden in Boston for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.